Hi, my name's Leslie Nicholson, and I lead the Songsters, which is our adult choir at the Birmingham Citadel Corps of the Salvation Army in the UK territory. In the absence of our weekly rehearsals, we have tried to think of new ways to stay connected. We've been sharing singing tips and chatting to a different member of our group each week. We hope you enjoy listening.
The tip of the week is around vocal tone this week. Now, vocal tone can be bright, it can be dark, it can be rich, it can be breathy, it can be whispery, it can be nasally. And usually it's vocal tone that is the reason why you prefer the sound of one singer over another. Now, there's so many vocal exercises that you could do to improve tone. But the idea of this is that we give you something quick that you can do as you're just driving along or pottering around in the house. Now, this one you've probably heard before. We talk about it in Songs of Practice a lot, and it's just around the vowels A, E, I, O, U. But it's so easy to forget and slip back into our normal old habits. If you look into the mirror and you say A, E, I, O, U, in whatever dialect you've got, your mouth will probably close on some of those vowels, if not all of them. Most likely E and U. If you pull your jaw down 2 inches with your finger, or with a plastic bottle cap if you're careful, and say it again, A-E-I-O, it keeps your mouth shape more open. It's got to change shape slightly, but it keeps it more open to allow more airflow to come through. And keep repeating that until that feels a little bit more comfortable. Then you can start to sing it. Sing it just on one note, the same vowels with your open mouth shape. The idea then is once you've practiced on that, you can apply that to a song. It could be any song, any old song on the radio at the time. A songster song or a chorus that might come to mind might be I Have Seen the Glory of the Lord. There's lots of vowel sounds in that. I have seen the glory of the Lord. There's lots of vowel sounds in there. And it's going to take time because we need to reprogram our muscle memory and practice it lots before it becomes more natural for us. But the more you do, the sooner that new movement is going to be programmed into your muscle memory. If you do it and you think, I can't really notice much difference, it could be that you've got a bit of tension in your back, neck or your jaw. So try and relax a little bit and have another go. But next time you sing, open your jaw more on your vowel sounds. So let's see who we're picking up today. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
So, Rob, if you could drive anywhere right now, where would you go?
So, we were supposed to go to Barcelona in the summer, and we were going to drive. So I'm a fan of long car journeys, and when I'm behind the wheel, I'm not sure how my passengers feel. And I was looking forward to driving the whole length of France and then into Spain, but sadly we couldn't do it.
On a long car journey, what would be your snacks or refreshments of choice?
My favourite sweets for journeys are jelly beans, wine gums, jelly babies, anything that's full of sugar basically, and multiple stops for coffee, and a Greg's Belgian bun to top it off.
Ah, fellow sweet tooth there. My choice would be sweets every time as well. Living or dead, in normal times when this would actually be allowed, who do you think would make for most interesting or entertaining travel companions?
I'm going to go for 4 people. It'd be a bit of a tight squeeze in the back there, but I would choose the current general, Brian Peddle. He seems like a really nice guy, funny, but I would love to have some time with him and spend time discussing things with him. My second would be Joe Lycett for a laugh. I think he's hilarious. He's from Birmingham and I think he's really funny. The third will be Emmeline Pankhurst. I read her biography earlier this year and I found out a lot I didn't know about the I can't think what it's called now about the women's movement from 100 years ago. and I think it'd be really interesting to know more about it. Suffragettes, that's the word. There you go. And the fourth one would be Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is an astrophysicist. And I find his views and opinions really fascinating. And he's written a book recently which contains all his replies to the funny letters that he gets, people asking about the universe and everything. He hasn't actually mentioned the answers 42 yet, but some of his replies are funny, but some of the letters are even funnier.
A wide range of people there. I particularly appreciate the scientist. If you were travelling alone, would you drive in silence, or would you have music or the radio on, and what would you listen to?
In the car on my own, it would have to be a bit of loud classical music. I'm a big fan of Tchaikovsky and Wagner, but no one else in my family really likes them, so I just have to listen to them on my own, and I can turn the stereo up nice and loud.
I don't think I knew about your love for classical music, so I've learnt something new today. Have you always been a songster, and have you always been at Birmingham Citadel?
I joined the Songsters, I think, in 1988. I joined Birmingham Citadel. I came to Birmingham Citadel in January 1986, and it took a couple of years for me to give in and join the Songsters. And I can still remember my first weekend away, where I pretty much goldfished the whole weekend. Didn't know a single note or a single word, but I mimed it all.
I think it's still like that now, isn't it, Rob? Anyway, maybe I've said too much. Moving on. What's your favourite Songster song and why?
This is a hard choice. I think of all... I'm going to be cheat and choose two. Of all time, I think it's Of Truth Secure, which is... anyone who's under 50 in the Songsters will never have heard of it. But more recently, it's Seekers of Your Heart. We first sang this soon after Leslie took over as leader, and I was struck down with glandular fever for 6 months, so I couldn't take part in the Songsters, couldn't do anything really, didn't even come to the army for quite a while because I was too ill. But the words of the verse always struck me as very disjointed because of the way the melody goes. The second verse is, because my heart was broken, I'm reading this as we sing it. Because my heart was broken, because you saw the need, because you gave so freely, because of Calvary, we can now be called your own, completed creations filled with you alone. But when you join the words together, those lines, the promise given in the second half of the verse is joined back up with the first half. And the first half is the reason why the promise exists. So you read it in one go. Because my heart was broken, because you saw the need, because you gave so freely, because of Calvary, we can now be called your own, completed creations filled with you alone. And then we sing the chorus. Lord, we want to know you. Live our lives to show you all the love we owe you. We're seekers of your heart.
Well, thank you for reminding us of those two songs, Rob. Let's have a listen to Seekers of Your Heart just now.
Nothing.
you want to know more about our group or our church, please visit our website or social media pages and feel free to contact us. God bless you.